Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani. My name is Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Basra Daf Nun Tes, the third parak Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that a chaon amitzris, an Egyptian window, meaning a small window, has no chazaka, but a chaon suris, a Tyrian window, which is a large window, does have a chazaka. Rabbi Zera says it only has a chazaka when it's less than 4 amos above the ground, and the neighbor can protest its opening. Since the window is large and near the ground, he can easily observe his neighbor and threaten his privacy. However, l'malo m'arba amos, if it's above dalet amos, eino chazaka ve'eino yachol limchos, it has no chazaka, and his neighbor cannot protest his opening it initially, since this high window does not interfere with his privacy. Rabbi Allah says that although a high window has no chazaka, his neighbor can still protest his opening. The Gemara suggests they argue about kofin al minas stom, if we force people regarding the trait of stom, meaning to allow others to benefit where one suffers no loss. However, it concludes that although all agree that kofin al minas stom, Rabbi Allah holds the neighbor can still protest, arguing that the other person can stand on a bench and watch him through the window. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Haziz, a beam used for hanging objects, which protrudes into a neighbor's airspace, ad tefach yesh lo chazaka. If it is at least a tefach, it has a chazaka if his neighbor did not protest for 3 years, but yachol limchos, and his neighbor can protest his installing the beam. If it's smaller, it has no chazaka, and he cannot protest. Rav Huna says this means the owner of the roof and beam cannot prevent the chatzar's owner from using the beam, since he cannot see under the roof when using it. However, the chatzar's owner can protest against the roof owner from installing a beam or using an existing beam, since he can view his lower neighbor while doing so. Rav Yudah disagrees. The Gemara concludes that all agree that hezek ria, visual damage, is considered damage. But Rav Yudah holds the owner can argue that since it can only be used for hanging items, he can turn his face away while using it and would not want to be caught intentionally gazing at his neighbor. Rav Huna holds that since the owner may be afraid to fall, he can gaze at his neighbor without appearing to intentionally do so. And point number three, the next mission states, Wayiftach adam chonosav chatzur shutafin. A person may not open windows onto a jointly owned courtyard, since he'll be able to view his neighbor's private activities. This means to prohibit opening a window even onto a jointly owned property, where one might have thought that his neighbor had to conceal his private activities anyway, since he shared the chatzur. The Mishnah teaches otherwise because his neighbor can say, until now, I only had to conceal myself while you were in the chutz, but now when you were inside your house, now even when you're in your house, I need to conceal myself from you since you can view my activities through your window. Someone once opened windows into a jointly owned chutzur, and Rishmael Berbi Yossi told him, you have established a chazaka, my son. You have established a chazaka, even without 3 years, from the neighbor's immediate silence. Rabbi Chiya told him, you toiled and opened windows? Go toil and close because 3 years are required. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah taught that a chaon mitzris, an Egyptian window, a small window, has no chazaka, but a chaon suris, a Tyrian window, a large window, does have a chazaka. Rabbi Zera says it only has a chazaka when it's less than 4 amos above the ground and the neighbor can protest its opening. Since the window is large and near the ground, he can easily observe his neighbor and threaten his privacy. However, l'malo m'arba amos, if it's above dalet amos, eino chazaka ve'eino yachol limchos, it has no chazaka, and his neighbor cannot protest his opening it initially, since this high window does not interfere with his privacy. Rabbi Allah says that although a high window has no chazaka, his neighbor can still protest his opening. The Gemara suggests they argue about kofin al minas stom, if we force people regarding the trait of stom, meaning to allow others to benefit where one suffers no loss. However, it concludes that although all agree that kofin al minas stom, Rabbi Allah holds the neighbor can still protest, arguing that the other person can stand on a bench and watch him through the window. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Haziz, a beam used for hanging objects, which protrudes into a neighbor's airspace, ad tefach yesh lo chazaka. If it is at least a tefach, it has a chazaka if his neighbor did not protest for 3 years, but yachol limchos, and his neighbor can protest his installing the beam. If it's smaller, it has no chazaka, and he cannot protest. Rav Huna says this means the owner of the roof and beam cannot prevent the chatzar's owner from using the beam, since he cannot see under the roof when using it. However, the chatzar's owner can protest against the roof owner from installing a beam or using an existing beam, since he can view his lower neighbor while doing so. Rav Yudah disagrees. The Gemara concludes that all agree that hezek ria, visual damage, is considered damage. But Rav Yehuda holds the owner can argue that since it can only be used for hanging items, he can turn his face away while using it and would not want to be caught intentionally gazing at his neighbor. Rav Huna holds that since the owner may be afraid to fall, he can gaze at his neighbor without appearing to intentionally do so. And point number three, the next mission states, "Wayiftach adam chonosav chatzur shutafin." A person may not open windows onto a jointly owned courtyard, since he'll be able to view his neighbor's private activities. This means to prohibit opening a window even onto a jointly owned property, where one might have thought that his neighbor had to conceal his private activities anyway, since he shared the chatzur. The Mishnah teaches otherwise because his neighbor can say, "Until now, I only had to conceal myself while you were in the chutz, but now when you were inside your house, now even when you're in your house, I need to conceal myself from you since you can view my activities through your window." Someone once opened windows into a jointly owned chutzur, and Rav Shmuel Ber Yossi told him, "You have established a chazak, my son. You have established a chazak, even without 3 years, from the neighbor's immediate silence." Rabbi Chiya told him, "You toiled and opened windows? Go toil and close, because 3 years are required." All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun test, and this one was suggested to us by Benjamin Michel from Boca Raton and by Eitan Gavrin. They both suggested that Nun test is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it, which got in the way of his lance, also protested his shutter from opening a window, even though he had a right in the chatzer. Once again, slow motion. The knight in shining armor, that must be on Daf Nun Tes. The knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion, if a neighbor can protest a window above Dalet Amos. So the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it, which got in the way of his lance, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion of a chazaka of aziz, a beam protruding into a neighbor's chatzer. So the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it which got in the way of his lance, also protested a shutta from opening a window, even though he had a right in the chatzer, which reminds the Gemara discusses opening a window into a chatzer shutafin. A neighbor can say, until now, I only had to conceal myself while you were in the chatzer, but not when you were inside your house. Now, even when you're in your house, I need to conceal myself from you since you can view my activities through your window. So once again, the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it which got in the way of his lance, also protested a shutta from opening a window, even though he had a right in the chatzer. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Nun Hey. So the Simran Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The wealthy heir who had a servant put up a speed limit sign, that must be on Daf Nun Hey, 55. The wealthy heir who had a servant put up a speed limit sign in a field he acquired by paying the previous owner's taxes, which reminds us, three laws are quoted in Shmuel's name, the third of which is, Hani Zaharui de Zabin Arlataska. These wealthy heirs who purchase land by paying its property tax, Zavinu Zavine, their purchase is a valid purchase. If the owner does not pay his property tax, the government allows anyone to pay it and thereby own the land. This acquisition is binding through Dina, the Malchus Adina. So the wealthy heir who had a servant put up a speed limit sign in a field he acquired by paying the previous owner's taxes, wasn't sure if he stepped over into the field with a grave, which reminds us, Rav Asi said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, Hametzer v'chatzav mafsik b'nichse agir, a boundary in the chatzav plant whose roots grow straight down, divide properties regarding acquiring the estate of a ger who died at Sodom Daf Nun Gimel, that a kinyan on one does not acquire the other, but not regarding pay and tumah. A division regarding tumah refers to a mishmah, one who entered an area of fields during the rainy season when it's Rishus HaYachid, because people avoid trampling the produce, but said, I don't know if I entered that place or not, meaning this specific field containing a grave. Rabbi Eliezer rules him tahor, but the Chamim rule him tameh, like the standard halacha of safek tumah in Rishus HaYachid. So the wealthy heir who had a servant put up a speed limit sign in a field he acquired by paying the previous owner's taxes wasn't sure if he stepped over into the field with a grave, because he was distracted by the man with the number 55 on his hat, carrying out halves of a dried fig into Rishus HaRabim, one at a time, which reminds us, Ravin agrees that a boundary and chatzav plant do not divide domains regarding Shabbos liability, but Rava says it does. The relevant case is explained with a brisa. Hotzi chatzi grogeres Rishus HaRabim hainicho. If one carried out something the size of a half a dried fig into a public domain and put it down there, and then carried another chatzi grogeres, behelam echod chayv. If this happened during one lapse of awareness, he's chayv to bring a chatzis because the two acts combined to a significant amount of carrying, B'shnei halamos pater. If this happened in two lapses, meaning he realized it was Shabbos, he is exempt. Rabbi Yossi says that even if both were done behelam echad, b'rishus achas chayv, if both halves were carried into one domain, he's chayv. B'shnei rishuyos pater. If they're brought into two different domains, the two acts cannot be combined, and he's pater. Daf nun vav. So the simmer daf nun vav is a shusher and shul going nu 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 nu. So here goes. The shusher and basin said nu nu. Shusher saying nu nu. That must mean we're on daf nun vav. The shusher and basin said nu nu to quiet two edim zomim, testifying to a chazak who had to pay the owner for a field. Which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if two edim testified about 3 years of a chazaka, benim su zomim, and they were found to be zomim, mishalmin lo as a kol, they pay the original owner for the entire property, since their edus would have deprived him of the property. Shnayim b'rishonah, shnayim b'shniyah, shnayim b'shlishis. If two edim testify about the first year of use, two others testify about the second year, and two others about the third year, combining to a full testimony of a chazaka, and they were found to be zomim, mishalshing b'nehim. They divide the payment in three among them, since their testimony was combined to potentially take away his property. So the shusher and basin said, nu nu, to quiet two edim zomim, testifying to a chazaka who had to pay the owner for a field, and to two other edim that were saying half an edus because of davar, v'chatzi davar, which reminds us, our mishnah which allows combining three testimonies about separate years into chazaka disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. In a brice, Rabbi Yossi relates that when his father Chalafta went to learn Torah under Rabbi Yochim and Nuri, some have it as a reverse, they both agreed such edus could be combined. But Rabbi Akiva argued and said that since the Torah writes that a davar, a matter is established through two witnesses, we darshan davar v'chatzi davar, a complete matter but not half a matter. Any edus must have a legal impact on its own to be valid. In our mishnah, since each pair of witnesses only testifies to 1 year, which cannot establish a chazaka, none of the testimony is acceptable. So the shusher and basin said, nu nu, to quiet two edim zomim, testifying to a chazaka who had to pay the owner for a field, and to two other edim that were saying half an edus because of davar, v'chatzi davar, to allow a set of edim to testify on a chazaka, even though one said the machzik ate wheat, and the other said, he ate barley, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Echad omer achal achitim. If one witness says the machzik cultivated wheat as the field's produce, the Echad omer achal asorim, and one witness says he cultivated barley, harizo chazaka, this is a valid chazaka. Although they contradict each other about which produce was eaten, people do not notice the difference between wheat and barley, so the disagreement on this detail is disregarded. Daf nun zayin, so the simmer daf nun zayin is a nose. So here goes. The man with a long nose knows that must be on daf nun zayin, nose. The man with the long nose who had no need to protest when his partner stored a pile of dolls with long noses in their shared yard, which reminds us, the next mishnah lists which activities in a property establish a chazaka that he acquired the right to continue doing that activity in that property. It first lists activities which cannot have a chazaka to continue. For example, if one plays an animal in another person's courtyard or movable utensils or chickens or manure, there's no chazaka, proving an acquired right to these activities because the owner doesn't protest such temporary activities. The Gemara asks that an owner would be expected to protest even temporary activities in his private domain, and Rabbi Bravu answered that the Mishnah's case is b'chatzio shutafin, a jointly owned courtyard, because partners do not object to these uses, although they impede its passage. So the man with a long nose who had no need to protest when his partner stored a pile of dolls with long noses in their shared yard averted his eyes when walking past a woman in the river doing laundry, which reminds us, the pasuk says, v'otzim einav me'eros b'ra, and one who shuts his eyes from seeing evil. Rabbi Bar Abba explains, Zeh she'en mistakel b'nashim mishal she'omdos al kvisa. This refers to one who does not gaze at women when they're standing over their laundering when their feet are exposed. So the man with a long nose who had no need to protest when his partner stored a pile of dolls with long noses in their shared yard averted his eyes when walking past a woman in the river doing laundry and washing the cloak of Talmud Chacham, which was long enough to cover all of his flesh, which reminds us, Ryokan asked Rabbi Bana, Chalok shel Talmud Chacham Ketzad, how long should the tunic of a Talmud Chacham be? He answered, Kol she'en basar nir metachtav, so that his flesh should not be visible from underneath. He asked about a Talmud Chacham's outer cloak, and Rabbi Bana answered, Kol she'en chalukon nir metachtav tefach, so that a tefach of his tunic should not be visible from below the cloak. Daf nun ches, so the symbol Daf nun ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light, next to a zoo. Zoo? That must mean we're on daf nun ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The serpent standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light next to a zoo, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Bana entering Maros Machpelah and encountering Eliezer and then Avram. Ribbono said he gazed at Autumn's two heels from outside, and they were like two globes of the sun. So the serpent standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light, next to a zoo, didn't let nine brazen sons enter who were searching for their father's grave, which reminds the Gemara relates Rabbi Manoah's wisdom. In one incident, a man overheard his wife berating his daughter, saying, "Why are you not discreet with transgressions of immorality? I have 10 sons, and only one is actually from your father." The father instructed his entire estate to be given to his one son. Rabbi Manoah told the sons, "Go bang on your father's grave until he rises and reveals to you which of you he left his estate." All the sons went to do so except one, because mamzerim are brazen by nature, and the one legitimate son was not. Thus, Rabbi Manoah awarded the estate to the true son. So the servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light, next to a zoo, didn't let 9 brazen sons enter who were searching for their father's grave, while the 10th son helped Noah Goldberg, the zookeeper, move a drain spout on top of the lion's cage that was dripping onto a neighbor's property, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hamar Zev Enu Chazaka, a drain spout through which water flows off of a gutter, has no chazak to remain where water is dripping onto his neighbor's property. Vishkin Komo Chazaka, but its place has a chazaka. These spouts were not permanently attached, but moved from one place to another. So the neighbor's silence is not proof of an acquired right. 3 interpretations are given. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you want? If one witness said the Moxie cultivated wheat in his field, and the other said he cultivated barley, their edus is combined. That's on Dav. Nun Vav. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss acquiring property by placing or removing a stone of a wall? That's on Dav. Nun Gemol. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss the chazaka of aziz, a beam protruding into a neighbor's chatzer? That's on Dav. Nun Tes. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss Suffolk Tomb of Shusi Yochid, where it's unknown if one entered the field with a grave? That's on Dav. Nun Hey. Good. Number five, which stuff do you discuss if one can protest his neighbor opening a window into his chatzer? That's on Dav. Nun Tes. Good. Number six, which stuff do we discuss what happened when Rabbi Manoah entered Maris Machpelah? That's on Dav. Nun Ches. Good. Number seven, which stuff to discuss opening a window into a chatzar of shutafim? That's on Dav. Nun Ches. Good. Number eight, which stuff did we learn about Rabbi Manoah's wisdom and how he advised 10 sons regarding claiming their father's inheritance? That's on Dav. Nun Ches. Good. Number nine, which stuff did we learn that properties of an idolater when being sold to a Jew are like a midbar? That's on Dav. Nundad. Good. Number 10. Which stuff to discuss the chazak of a marzev, a drain spout? That's on Dav. Nunches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.